Good afternoon. This is the Chorus Call conference operator. Welcome, and thank you for joining the Rai Way conference call related to the agreement with Rai on refarming. As a reminder, all participants are in listen-only mode. After the presentation, there will be an opportunity to ask questions. Should anyone need assistance during the conference call, they may signal an operator by pressing star and zero on their telephone. At this time, I would like to turn the conference over to Mr. Aldo Mancino, CEO of Rai Way. Please go ahead, sir.
Good morning to everyone, and thanks for joining us today despite such a short notice. I'm really, really glad to share with you our huge satisfaction for an agreement long awaited that we consider a crucial milestone for our company. An agreement whose outcome is fully in line with the expectation, if not, let me say, in some respects, above expectation and confidence communicated to you in the past months. Confidence that has always been based on the strength, support, and protection of our business model. We are talking about a contract that regulates the very complex refarming process, having required, as you know, a considerable amount of time and commitment up to now, but of which we are indeed very pleased. I would like to start providing some key highlights on the main elements of the agreement, while Adalberto will later guide you through the financial impact in more detail. And finally, I will take the floor again for some closing remarks. So if we look at the main features showed on slide number 3, this agreement settles the technical configuration of the digital terrestrial television network post-refarming and updates the service contract with Rai. First, by renewing several months in advance compared to the 30 June 2021, the contract at the new terms for the second 7-year period until 30 June 2028, confirming, of course, the provision of tacit renewal until 2035. And let me say, equally important, keeping intact the range of services currently provided to our main client customer Rai, namely digital terrestrial and satellite TV broadcasting, including headend and control activity, contribution services, again including control activity, and radio broadcasting and transmission services. Secondly, based on a scenario with Rai Way managing 3 multiplexes for Rai post-refarming, and on a new network design that will require upgrade investments of around 150 million euros, the agreement will bring incremental recurring revenues for Rai Way of around 16 million euros, figure that includes the contribution of the already known coverage extension project of the national multiplexes. While in a scenario with only 2 multiplexes managed by Rai Way, that is the base case, that is not the base case, but that theoretically cannot be ruled out according to the regulatory framework, the impact on our numbers and value would be negligible. Now, moving to slide number 4, let me just quickly remind you the main innovation brought about the refarming process. You may recall that the post-refarming configuration consists of new DTT national system based on 12 DVB-T2 national multiplexes, out of which 10 already assigned to conversion of current rights applying a 0.5 ratio and 2 multiplexes that will be awarded through auction. Most advanced compression standard, moving from MPEG-2, MPEG-4 to MPEG-4 HEVC standard, and frequency granted in the form of concession valid for 10 years. But up to now, most of the refarming process milestone have been completed as expected. Basically, with the only exception of the auction on the remaining two multiplexes in four slots of half a multiplex each, slightly postponed and now expected likely in the first part of 2020. So far, Rai has been awarded through conversion to multiplexing and additional capacity equivalent to half multiplex, with the possibility to assign a third multiplex after the auction. So in this context, and we can move to slide number five, you can notice that the obligation of our clients arise both from the Rai State Service Contract and the 2019 budget law. In particular, according to Rai State Contract, Rai as public broadcasting service must ensure a population coverage that it must be no lower than 99% of population on its national multiplex number one, the one used to transmit the generalistic channels and the regional content, and 95% on the other national multiplexes. While the new refarming specification required a macro-regionalized multiplex in UHF band, with at least 99% population coverage, they switched to DVB-T2 technology, coupled with the use of the most advanced compression standard. So, let me say, all these requirements translate in an evolution of the configuration of the network owned and managed by us for Rai, that in a base scenario will move from the current five multiplexes based on around 3,250 main equipment on around 2,000 sites to three multiplexes with a higher number of active equipment installed broadly on the same sites. And from the current regionalized multiplex working on a mix of UHF and VHF frequencies to the new one, macro-regionalized, entirely in UHF band. So for the purpose of representation, we can group the main activities required to carry out this transition in three main projects: the national multiplex coverage extension, first. The second is the restructuring of the DVB-T2 ready UHF macro-regionalized multiplex, and third one, the switch to DVB-T2 technology also on the other national multiplexes. And now I leave the floor to Adalberto to provide you with details on investment and remuneration mechanism, starting from the slide number six. Adalberto.
Thank you, Aldo, and good morning to everyone. So let's go to slide six. As you read in the press release, we estimate the total amount of investment in the network upgrade in approximately 150 million euro to be spent in the period 2019-2022, but mainly in the next 3 years. Basically, we recognize, as Aldo mentioned, three main areas of investment. First, the National MUX, coverage extension project, which was agreed with Rai, as you probably may recall, back in 2018, and involved the extension from 400 to 1,000 sites in order to meet the 95% population coverage for the current three national multiplex of Rai, as required by the contract between Rai and the government. This translates into the installation of additional active equipments on the current MUCs 2, 3, and 4, but it's worth noting that the equipment installed, the equipment that we are going to install in one of the three mentioned MOOCs will be used for the new macro-regionalized MOOCs in the context of the refarming, considering the switch-off of the same of one of these three multiplex. The second bunch of activities will be related to the implementation of the macro-regionalized MOOCs in ultra-high frequencies and DVB-T2 technology, meaning the DVB-T2 upgrade of the active equipment, the installing of UHF antennas on sites currently that currently have only VHF antennas, and the activities on the distribution network and the upgrade of the DEND to the new technology. Finally, the original 400 equipment installed on the two national multiplex resulting from the refarming will be upgraded to DVB-T2, to the new standard DVB-T2, while the extension from 400 to 1000 addressed by the first project, the coverage extension, is of course already T2 ready. If you look at CAPEX breakdown by project, you see that the upgrade of the macro-regionalized MOOCs requires almost half of the estimated investment, with the rest equally split between national MOOCs extension and upgrade to DVB-T2. Let's now go to slide 7. On slide 7, you can get the idea behind the remuneration scheme, which is based on the rationale that operations and management of the network are mainly linked to coverage, meaning number of sites and installed active equipment and service level, of course, rather than to pure number of multiplex deployed. Therefore, the tariff for DTT broadcasting services should remain broadly unchanged compared to the current one in case of a network featuring similar numbers of sites. Similar number of sites, but also number of active equipments, and of course service levels, independently from number of MOOCs managed. And this is the starting point, the base tariff. In addition, consistently with this approach, the investment brought by the refarming will be remunerated under two forms depending on their nature. In case of investments representing an early replacement of active equipment ahead of the normal replacement cycle, remuneration is applied to the anticipation component, given that the normal replacement is already covered by the base tariff. In case of pure development activities, meaning investments that the company would not have carried out without the refarming, such as the higher number of equipments, replacement of antennas, and so on, remuneration is full, meaning applied on the entire spending. In both cases, meaning applied on the entire investments or the anticipation component, the rate of return match our usual target of 10% plus on an unlevered post-tax basis. Let's now move to the following slide, slide 8. So, as a result of this approach, we can see the expected impact on revenues conventionally starting from 1st July 2021 in terms of fixed consideration, new services, and markup activities. Before entering into numbers, let me just remind that the fixed consideration we intend the fee that covers all the scope of services provided to the client at the time of the signing of the contract, that you may recall is 2014, including, of course, DTT broadcasting services, but also radio broadcasting, contribution network, and other ancillary services. Basically, the €175 million we got in 2015 now equal to approximately €179 million after the CPI effect. With new services, we intend the new services agree we try on activities not part of the scope of services in July 2014. Basically, all the development projects agree we try after July 2014. With markup activities, We intend the network services provided through the resources of third-party operators, where we charge and report a 5% markup, basically the item that gave us a contribution of approximately €1 million on a yearly basis in the past. Now, coming to the impacts, the new fixed consideration for the network services will benefit from a recurring contribution from refarming of some €15.8 million, coming from the remuneration of the €150 million capex that will be at a run rate from at a run rate level from the second half 2021. Please note that both revenues and CAPEX figures include the contribution from the National MOOCs coverage extension project already agreed in 2018, and that is now part of this agreement. In addition, always from July 2021, fixed consideration will also start to include other recurring €600,000 from the reclassification of some of the new services related to the DTT broadcasting services currently provided to RAI as part of the new fixed consideration. But as said, this is only a reclassification, not new revenues, to be clear. All this will be, of course, on top of the CPI-linked revaluation for 2020 and 2021 of the €179 million baseline that we will account for this year. Good news here, thanks to the higher efficiencies of new technologies installed, we expect profitability of the refarming contribution close to 100%, bringing almost the whole increase in revenues down to the EBITDA level. On the other end, new services, excluding the contribution of National MOOCs coverage extension project and the €600,000 of reclassified new services that, again, from July 2021 will be included in the fixed consideration, will continue to evolve according to their contractual terms, including, of course, the usual CPI link. In addition, potential new services to be agreed in the future with RAI will contribute on top with a remuneration that we confirm at the current double-digit unlevered post-tax IRR basis. Just a word on the markup activities that are not directly impacted by the agreement and will continue to be treated as they are today. Let's now move to slide 9. As said, the €15.8 million contribution just show will be at run rate from the second half of 2021. In the meanwhile, in 2020 and in the first half 2021, the evolution of the revenues we try will reflect the usual CPI link and the progressive ramp up of the refarming contribution driven by the National MOOCs coverage extension. This is a base scenario which, I remind you, RAI Way managing 3 multiplex for RAI. If we go to the following slide 10, as already pointed out by Aldo in his introduction, the agreement also provides with a fair protection mechanism should RAI Way end up managing 2 MOOCs after the refarming rather than 3. In that case, compared to the base case, investments will drop by some €25 million, from 150 to more or less €125 million, which will result in a reduction of €6 million in the additional contribution to the fixed consideration, which will therefore land at €9.8 million in case of 2 MOOCs. This reduction is consistent with the approach that we consider limited correlation between the pure number of MOOCs and operating activities and cost, as anticipated and explained earlier in the previous slides. So lastly, the agreement also defines how to regulate potential change to network technical configuration and the subsequent economic impact, considering that in case of additional cost, they will be mainly treated and remunerated as new services. Slide 11. To conclude, you have you may find a snapshot of the potential effects of the refarming on our free cash flow to equity generation. We suggest you, of course, to do your own assumption, but considering to fully finance the planned capex with debt and taking into account a certain degree of maintenance efficiencies from the brand new network, it can be assumed that most of the additional €15 million of EBITDA arising from this agreement will translate more or less into cash generation. That's all on my side.
Thank you, Alberto. As promised, I would just like to conclude by stressing the great value of this agreement from three different standpoints. First, it comes with the full de-risking of a process, the refarming process, that implying a reduction in the number of multiplexes has been perceived as a risk for tower companies, but as you know, Rai Way is not a simple tower company, and this agreement gives clear evidence of it, providing, despite the reduction of multiplexes, a relevant step up of our top line, confirming the high visibility on revenues and cash flow, and protecting, if not increasing, in my opinion, the value of our company. So we have all conditions in place to proceed and speed up the operational activities. Second point, this agreement reinforces the strategic role of Rai Way as network provider for broadcasting. And in this perspective, let me also add that the agreement clearly shows how supportive Rai is on the valorization of important assets like Rai Way. And third, the commitment of the new network configuration confirms once again the relevance of the digital terrestrial television platform for our company, for our country, and for Italy. So finally, as already anticipated, these important results allow us to get back to the finalization of our new industrial plan in order to be able to release it in the first quarter of the new year 2020. So, and now your questions are welcome. Thank you.
Excuse me, this is the Chorus Call conference operator. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. To remove yourself from the question queue, please press star and two. Please pick up the receiver when asking questions. Anyone who has a question may press star and one at this time. We will pause for a moment as callers join the queue. The first question is from Andrea De Vita of Banca Akros. Please go ahead.
Yes, hello. Thank you for taking my question. The first one, I am right to understand that your incremental CapEx compared to what you already agreed last year is €90 million against €5 million of incremental EBITDA. So I wonder why the, let's say, incremental IRR on the new CapEx is so low. And the second point, if you can understand me, if other services are taken out from new services and included in the new service contract, or you will have for the foreseeable future the same scope of other services to charge on top of the contract to RAI. Thank you.
So let me first answer on your question. With the agreement, you cannot look at the economics of the coverage extension as before, as a standalone project, because now is part of a broader deal where the principle has changed. is based more on the number of equipment and sites rather than on the pure number of multiplex, to be clear. Just to give you an idea, previously it was considered as a pure development project. Previously, I refer to 2018, when you approved the project, and till June 2021, because all the new equipments were additional compared to the actual situation. Actual situation that, as you may recall, include 5 multiplex. While now, considering that the refarming brings a switch off of 2 multiplex, part of the new equipment of the extension project are going not to be considered anymore as development, but as anticipated replacement. The positive is that at the same time, with this approach, we have no negative impact from the loss of the multiplex. And looking at the bigger picture, the balance is totally positive. So you have to remember that compared to the situation add on top of the current scenario, the impact of the extension, we are going to manage a lower number of equipment, and because of this, you have in some way to consider this impact. This should address your first question. Coming on the second question, other services, basically, we are just to reclassify something around €500,000 of services that were related to the DTT broadcasting services, and so they basically were part of the new services that we are going to provide after July 2021. Having said that, we do not expect any other reclassification, and you should look at the new services as something new vis-a-vis the current perimeter.
Perfect. Thank you.
You're welcome.
The next question is from Giorgio Tavolini of Intermonte. Please go ahead.
Hi, good afternoon. A few technical questions on my side. The first one is on the you said that in the event of 2 MUXes managed rather than 3, the EBITDA impact will be mitigated by lower OPEX. Is the saving related to the energy cost due to the lower number of MUXes? The second question is on the number of the equipment. You are increasing by 25% the number of the equipment from 3,000 to around 4,000. How many of the 3,000 equipment were already T2 ready? And the third question is on the perimeter of the activity. Do you see any potential scope for any change in the head-end activity as happened for 8 hours at the time of their refarming agreement with Mediaset? So do you see any, any potential limitation for potentially in combination with 8 hours in the future deriving from the different perimeters in the activities managed for RAI and respectively for Mediaset for 8 hours? Thank you.
So let me start from the last question, and let me say that with this agreement we are confirming the existing perimeter, and so we do not see any change in the activities that we provide to RAI. So at the end is and will be continued to be included in the perimeter. Coming back to your second question, the existing our existing equipments are probably all not T2 ready, and this is why we will have to invest a lot in the next years. And coming to your first question, you are totally correct. Let's say the main saving that we should have in terms of cost saving is related to the energy cost.
Very clear. Thank you.
You're welcome.
The next question is from Fabio Pavan of Mediobanca. Please go ahead.
Yes. Hi, good morning. Thank you for taking my question. Well, first of all, congratulations for the new agreement. Let me ask you a couple of things. First, a follow-up on a question you already have answered. So starting from 2022 onward, we will still see on top of these MSA contract contribution from what now we are used to call new services from RAI, so new additional business, because I think probably this was what my colleague was asking before. Second point is, it's right to assume a gradual contribution on your top line in terms of new services in the next 2 to 3 years. And finally, the new configuration may affect in some way, positive or negative, or not impact at all on your relation with third parties. Thank you so much.
So let me start from the last question. There is no relation with third parties in the new configuration. Of course, we are going to change the main technology for the broadcasting service, and broadcasting services are mainly referred to RAI. Of course, to the extent that there will be some possibility to do some broadcast services also for other smaller, very small player, this could this is something that is, but nothing incredible in terms of figures. On the other two questions that are related to our new services, starting from 2022, of course, the existing new, sorry, it's not so clear referring to existing new services, but let me say the new services that we already agree in the last year will continue to have an impact also after 2022, according to the terms that have been agreed for each in each contract related to each initiative. And so we expect to continue to have this this impact that of course is also linked to the Italian to the CPI. And then we could also have on top of this new services not agreed till today, so something really new, but this is something that on which we will give some more visibility when we will present our industrial plan.
Okay, super clear. Thank you so much.
The next question is from Pierluigi Decorato of Equita SIM. Please go ahead.
Good morning to everybody. I have 3 questions on my side. Could you please give us a guidance for EBITDA and EBIT margin post 2022? Secondly, could you please give us an indication of the amortization rate of the new 150 million investment amount? Finally, will you maintain your dividend policy unchanged in the following years? Thanks.
So, again, let's start from the last question. The answer is the same also of your first question. We will give more visibility on these aspects in our industrial plan that we are going to disclose to you in the next months. Talking about the amortization rate, let's say there are different amortization rates in relation to the different mix of capex, but on average you should broadly consider 10-11 years, more or less.
Many thanks.
Gentlemen, there are no more questions registered at this time.
At 11.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you all.
Thank you.
Bye, thank you.
Bye-bye.